rappelle qu'il est interdit de fumer dans l'ensemble de l'établissement. Merci de ne pas photographier ou filmer le spectacle et d'éteindre le téléphone portable. Je vous souhaite un bon spectacle.
Streams of resin tools, cool system of destined wax sculpt, drums, tongue, and waves slapping, the feel of horses long before horses enter the scene, molten tar studded with bones and glass in the teeth of women, veins filled with existence beyond race, beyond gender, beyond baptism, mathematics, politics, assassinating rhythm, crude transcending, solar energy in the shape of a laughing pack of scarabs dressed in coats of milk armor, grace greased with murk and henna, hair wires, neither the desire nor the ability to stop, I plop on the bed, pink, electric, immediate, some human light bulb, these bands around my neck should reveal what state I'm in, only history, gentle, rocking, Mona Lisa seals. Only history is responsible for the ultimate canonizing. As for me, I am truly, totally ready to go. Sonic Clyde, man, it's me, my shape burnt in the sky. It's me, the memory of me racing through the eye of the mare, through the sea, through the arm of the needle, merging and jacking new filaments, new risks, etched forever in a cold system of wax. Horses groping for a sign, for a breath. Charms, sweet angels, you have made me no longer afraid of death.
Jesus, God, if somebody sins, but not me.
but my sleep thick, hot stone. My sins, my own, they belong to me. I'm so father died and left him a little farm in New England. All the long black funeral cars left the scene, and the boy was just standing there alone, looking at the shiny red tractor that him and his daddy used to sit inside and circle the blue fields and grease the night. It was as if someone had spread butter on all the fine points of the stars, because when he looked up, they started to slip. Then he put his head in the crux of his arm, and he started to drift. century is over. The colonial age is finished. We're in a new time. We're in pioneer times. Not only a new century, new millennium, but a time no one ever anticipated. A time where our humanity is on the fucking block. It's on the block. The sun looks over all. The sun knows no good or evil. It knows no lost soul. It knows no king. It just beats down. And it beat over the desert. The sands melted, formed a liquid river, a great lake. Hardened to a mirror, an Orphic mirror he could just drop through. He looked, and where there were two eyes, there were two white opals. Where there were two eyes, there were two white opals. He looked out, and the rays shot, and he lay back, and he went up above. Thank you.
So, that was side A of horses. We have to take the record and we have to turn it around. And then we take the arm and we press the needle into the groove and play side B.
Ooh.
Wake It Up was written in 1974 with Tom Verlaine. And Tom and I had a dream about Jim Morrison, and I wrote it in a notebook. And Tom was looking in my notebook, and he said, "Why don't you make this into a song?" And I said, "How could I do that?" And he said, "I'll show you." So we sat at the piano, and he made it into a song. And there's a little part in it for you, and you can sing Break It Up with me, or for me, and, because I'm not supposed to sing that part. You're supposed to sing that part. Okay. So this, it's a little story. I had a dream that I went into a clearing, and there was a marble slab and a statue lying down with chains, like Prometheus. And it was a statue, it was marble, yet I could feel fluttering as if it had a soul, like it was the way Michelangelo might have felt when he looked at a marble and he felt the soul of the marble calling out to him. So I thought to myself, it's Jim Morrison. Jim Morrison is trapped in the marble. Well, it was a dream. So I stood there and I said, "Break it up, break it up, break it up, Jim, break it up." And then all of a sudden, the marble cracked and parted and the chains fell away. And out came Jim with wings of an angel, and he flew away.
The sky was red.
boy was in the hallway from the other end of the hallway. A rhythm was generating. He felt a presence. Felt a presence wrapping around his smooth throat. Felt a presence going down, down into the pit of his being. And then it rose up again, like some augmented tongue of love. Made its way through the hallway. The corridors were lined with mirrors, and the women dressed in red. And his whole world was open, like a heart in the center of a mystic, mythic surgery. Johnny! He felt his own heart. He felt it. He felt as if he could pry it open. And in the belly of his heart, the great tongue of love would surge up the hallway. But Johnny felt all the debris, all the corruption, all the destruction of his generation, of generations before him, of future generations. He felt love smothered by corruption, and he clawed at it and called out from the deepest part of his heart. Come on! Come on! Come on! Come and get me! Come on, motherfucker! Come and get me! He found it! Like some mad homie! fields. The energy.
Let the people.
Thank you.
Thank you, and Johnny thanks you. Elegy is the last song on Horses, and it's a little song that I wrote with Alan Lanier. He was the keyboard player for the Blue Oyster Cult. And a very beautiful man. And we wrote this song in memory of Jimi Hendrix. That was 40 years ago. And since then, we have lost many people that we love. Alan passed away a couple of years ago, and I always think of him as well as Jimi Hendrix when we sing this song. But also, so many people that we've loved have passed, and it's a little moment for you to think of the people that you hold in your memory and in your heart, because the song is for them all.
Johnny
full moon, river phoenix, Fred Simon Smith, Robert Mapplethorpe.
Thank you. Maze of being scary. Oh, to cry, not in cry, so mindful that. Yeah!
So beautiful to be here at the Olympia Theater. I saw the Jackson 5 and Alice Cooper here in 1972. We're celebrating the 40th anniversary of Horses, but there's another anniversary we're also celebrating. The 50th anniversary of one of the greatest groups New York City has ever birthed. We give you the Velvet Underground.
Yeah. Irish, so.
Go naked, please!
Yes, it is. And the Mullamister? Electric Ladyland? I don't know.
Thank you.
Oh,
it's up to us to clean it up. Mother Nature, she's the only mother we got, and it's up to her. It's up to her to give us life. It's up to us to keep it, to preserve our life, to defend our children, to love the earth. People, our governments, our corporations, our churches will not do it. We must do it as a united people, a united global people. We are the ones who have the earth in our hands. Like simple shepherds, simple farmers, we have to love our earth, and we, the people, will protect.
Thank you.